Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a specialist for Amir Amrat Shiluchu. S'chus Chayach, 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 Bas Michal, Bas Basia, Rav Shai Ben Leach, Rav Yosef Ben Chana. Since Parashu, we have the mitzvah of Hashem Saveda, so it's always a kishmak to go back to the Veda Sugyas. The Gemara says in the Sechus of Mitzia 23a, the cloud of Vedas, Kevna Mabaila, Sarum Kiss, woe unto me that I have this loss. Yayish Lemine, that's the sign of Yayish. When it says, Vaila, the Sarum Kiss, woe to this loss of this monetary loss. So this is discussed a lot, of course, in the Svarim, Mishan Mechroinim. We're going to be going with Mahalachim, Rain, Rubin, Rubin, and Nazim Tzal. In the Sefer Kesef HaKadoshim in Hoshin Mishpat, he has the following suffix: a woman, Noses v'nosenes b'ser habayis, v'nevda aveda, v'loy noida v'baylo muteles, v'moeles v'mashitom v'isha v'ayla chisar v'kis. What about a wife's aveda? The husband doesn't know about the aveda, and the wife has yeyush. Does the wife's yeyush count? Maybe, since halachically the item belongs to her husband, so maybe her yeyush doesn't count to allow someone to keep it. In Sefer Nachlas Tzvi, written by the Baal Pesachei Tshuva, he writes, there was a mice in Eretz Israel, somebody sent money through a shliach, the money got lost. And then another Jew found them in a place where it was mostly goyim. So, Hara, you could keep it. Hara Gadalecha, no, you have to return it. Why? Because Yeyush of the Shliach is not effective, it's not his money. And the Balamos didn't know that. And if so, it's Yeshalemidas. And he writes that Stavka, when it's Asr for the Shliach to use the money, it's not for the Shliach to use the money, it's Chayv Bachrayis. So he's the Bailum, and his Yeyush is going to be effective. Like we have Chometz, Chai Bachrayis, and now we have Chometz, Chai Bachrayis. So this is Chai Bachrayis, his Yeyush is a good Yeyush. So if his Yeyush is loving an art suffix, maybe it's not the woman's money. So her Yeyush isn't Yeyush, but maybe her Yeyush is Yeyush because she's Rishus Lishtamish. Also in the Kesef HaKadoshim, he writes, Yeyush Ba'Avedi Yishlom Dilo Shayich B'Ben Noyach. A Yeyush Ba'Avedi isn't Shayich to a God. Barak, I'm B'nai Yisrael Chidesh Halacha Kain. It's only a halacha for the Jewish people. Ki Yeyush Einoi Hefker V'Einoi Koine. Yeyush is not Hefker, and Yeyush is not Koine. Rak B'tzer V'Shin V'Shusu V'Aved. Hashem came B'Ben Noyach. Mikol Shkein Goy V'Aved Yehudi She'Einoi Koine B'Yeyush. Rak Achar HaHefker Gamu V'Feirish Koine. V'Atzal Mizud Hashem Gam Shahavilev G'Hefker Mamish. So Zoi, the Yesh Baveda, maybe it's not Shaykh Ben Noch, maybe it's only a din for the Jews. Because Yesh isn't Hefker, and it only acquires for a person with it. There's also Shini Rishus. Or Vidalian Aveda. Somebody loses an object. And then there's Yesh. So the din is that there's going to be, he loses the object, and then there's Yeyush. So the other person can be Kone, but maybe this doesn't apply to a Gentile. Kol Shekein Goy Ba'Avedas Yehudi She'Eino Kone B'Yeyush. So when a Jew loses something, certainly, when a Jew loses something, then there's no Kenyan of Yeyush. If the Jews mafkir b'feirish, then the Goy can take it. But if not, the Goy can't take it. So Goyim amongst Goyim, there's no Yeyush. It says, Yeyush le'shach b'b'nei Noach. When it comes to a Jew, it's certainly not shach, but maybe even by b'nei Noach now. In Hatzal Mizuto Shayon, it gets washed away by the water, it's like Hefker Mamish. But maybe we're done according to Dine Goyim, and they're not allowed to be counted that either. Because by Dine Goyim, they don't have our dinim of Aveda, and if according to them they have to return it, they have to return it. Even Zut Shalyam. The Jew is Kohen Achar Yevush. What does he mean when he writes that Yevush ba'aveda le'shayach b'neinayach? Does he mean that a Ben Noach who found the aveda of another Ben Noach, Yevush is not effective, and the second Ben Noach, the second goy, is not Kohen? L'chora, even though a Ben Noach is mitzvah al-gezel, we don't find his mitzvah on Shabbos Aveda. Shabbos Aveda is a din only for the Jews, not for goyim. And even if the goy is not Messiah-ish, there's no mitzvah of Hashem. So what does he mean when he says that Yerush Ba'aveda isn't Shaykh Be'Bnei Noach? Which would imply that Yerush isn't going to help. But you don't need Yerush. One goy loses it, the other goy can just take it. What's the problem? Now how can he say that Yerush isn't there, that Yerush isn't Shaykh Be'Bnei Noach? The B'chlal don't have dinim of a Shabbos Aveda. They don't need Yerush B'chlal. So why does he imply that no, one guy loses it, the other guy has to return it, and it doesn't help that the first guy was Messiah. However, we can say that even though Ben Noach isn't Mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda, and there's not a lav of a Sucha L'Salim, nevertheless, that only means that he doesn't have to take the Aveda and give it back to the owner. But nevertheless, he's not allowed to take it for himself. What does it mean that goyim don't have a Shabbos Aveda? They don't have a mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda, they don't have a lav of a Sucha L'Salim. However, that's only that he doesn't have to take the Aveda and give it back to the owner. But he's not allowed to take it for himself. And even if the Bailam had Yeush, there's a din of Geza, because Yeush isn't effective by Akko, maybe that's what he means. But there is taka no mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda by Goy, but that doesn't mean he can keep it for himself. And Sefer Yom Teruah and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Ches and Rav, Sefer Misaf of Rosh Hashanah. He's Mechadish, after we say by Gezel, that Yeish Kedi Loi Kona, that Yeish alone isn't Kona by Gezel. And Orak Begozel Mi Yisla, if someone steals from a Jew and then the Jew has Yeush, it's not Kona. But if a person steals from a Goy, he's koinef with Yeush. If the guy has Yeush, then he makes a kinyan. And so writes the Sefer Shar HaMelech, Perak Aleph, Nechus Gzela, B'Shem Ashilta Giborim, B'Sukhu Choftesu Med Aleph, Shim Gozal Men HaGoy, V'Nisiyayish Uysei HaGoy, Reyu Hefkir. The person steals from a guy, and then the guy had Yeush, it's Hefkir. So you see that Yeush is affected by a goy, by Geza. Not that one should steal from a goy, but if one does, and the goy has Yeush, so that Yeush is going to be effective. So you see that Yeush is effective even by a goy. So by a Shabbos Aveda, to be mechayiv the goy to return it to the first goy, that you don't need, that he doesn't, he's not chayiv to return, so I'm missing a Shabbos Aveda. And maybe he's not kind of with Yeush. Here we see in these sources, we see in the Yom Teruah, we see in the Shar HaMelech, the name of the Shilta Gibbarim, that Yeush is effective by Gezel. So maybe Yeush is also effective by Aveda, that he can keep it. Wherever we can say that Yeush is effective by a Goy, is only Klapa Yisrael. In other words, that if a Jew steals from a Goy, and the Goy has Yeush, so then the Jew makes a king. But the Goy, and a Goy, they're effective, that a Yeush won't be effective. And if so, when a guy finds the Aveda of another guy, he's not kind. And even if the first guy was Messiah, maybe Yeush is ineffective. In Kol Shekein, if a guy finds an Aveda of a Jewish person, he's definitely not kind with the Yeush of the Jew. Because Yeush is kind of Aveda, it's only a din by soil, it's not a din by akum. As what we saw in the Kesef HaKadoshim, it writes in the Kol Shekein, Goy Ba'Avedas Yehudi, Sheinu Kona V'Yeush. Not even Goy Ba'Avedas, maybe not Goy Ba'Avedas Goy. This is only a din Klapei Yisrael, not Klapei a Goy. Goy Klapei Yisrael, when the Jew steals from the Goy, and then the Goy is Yeush, then the Jew is Kona. Again, we pass in Gezel Lakum Zasa. But if he steals, then after the guy's yeah, she makes a king. So that's all a Jew. But a guy, that Yerush won't be effective. If a guy steals from a guy finds the aved of a guy, and that's not effective. Again, we have the Chiddush of the Yom Teruah, who says that 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 we say by Gezel, Yerush, Kedi, Laikan, is only because of Yisrael. But again, this could be talking dafka about a Jew. If a guy steals from a guy, the Gezel, the Yerush is not effective. And if a guy finds the Aved of another guy, the Aved, the Yerush is not effective. Now, by Yisrael, who finds the Aved of a guy, so we paskin, Avedis Akum Uteres, Avedis Achicha, he's not Achicha. And when he gives it back, he's over in Avera. Before B'Shulchan Aruch. Ken Vadai, she is slow, can all have Shik Shalom Niti Aisha Akum. Should I Turai Tirat Avedato? We pass can Avedis Akum is mother, he's not your brother, Avedis Achicha says. And if you give it back, it's an Avera, and it's a Kiddush Hashem involved. Therefore, a Jew is counted even without the Yerush of the guy. When a Jew finds the Aved of a guy, it says even without Yerush. So it's Matu the Aved. However, we can still say, according to the Magen Avraham, famous Magen Avraham, in Tov Reish Lamed Zayin, and even according to the Man Yomer, Gezel Akum is Mutter, nevertheless, it's still not Lachem. You're right, Gezel Akum is Mutter, but that doesn't make it Lachem. It's not yours. And therefore you can't use it to be yotzei the abominim. So you're right, there's no iser. Even according to the man, the yomer gezel akum is mutter, nevertheless there's no kinyan. Because the object doesn't go out of the rishis habaylim. Without a kinyan that's done where it's on a shal makne. Or b'derech yeush v'shini rishis, so we can say even by an aveda, even though avedas akum is muteres, nevertheless there's no kinyan of the Yisrael. Unless the guy had Yerush. So maybe without Yerush, there's no kinyan for the Jew. And so writes the Bach, Yeredeya, in Simen Kuftes Vov, the Vedas Akum, im mitzah Yisrael, koidem Yerush lo yizochabu. The only time the Jew is koine, the Aved of the guy, that it's his own, is as if he found it after Yerush. If he found it before Yerush, he's not koine. It's the Chiddush of the Bach. If you find the Aved of a guy, you're not koine. If he didn't have Yerush yet. L'chaira, it's very schwer to understand this. What does this mean? Aved is Akum is muteres. U'matzorich le'yusha shal Akum. Aved is Akum is permitted. So what do you need the Yerush of the guy? Aved is Akum is permitted. So what do you need his Yerush for? However, according to the Yireim, we understand. You're right, Avedis Akum is Mutter, it doesn't mean it's yours. It doesn't mean it's Shalachem, it's not Shalachem. That's why the Bach writes that you need to have the Yeush of the Goy in order for it to be yours. In the Ol Sameach, which is your site, recently, Dalet Elul, the Ol Sameach in the fifth parak of Sukkah, Allah Chavei writes in the name of Shagas Aliyeh in Simon Sadi Tess, we learned from the Ramban in the Mulchamis and Sukkah, Shev Gezel Akum, Afim Leka Mishum Mitzvah Habo Be'Aveiro, Mishum Dov Mutter Lo, Mishum Deinu Chayit Ba'ashovo, Mikol Mokum Lo Avi Lachem Lo Kno Lo Be'er Shushin El Shus. So he writes in the name of the Shagas Aliyeh, Sukkah 5:25, we learned from the Ramban and the Mulchamis that Be'Gezel Akum, even though there is no mitzvah haba ba'aveira, either because Gezel Akum is mutter according to that man d'yama, or because he's not chayv ba'ashava. So if he uses it for the arba minim, it's not a mitzvah ba'aveira, it's not lechem. He's not yotzei on the first day, because you're only kona b'yerush b'shini rishus. Yerush Samech explains his rationale that since if the goy goes back in his teifes before Yeush, you don't take it away from the guy. So it emerges that it wasn't Shalachem. Nimtza v'loy havi Shalachem. So it's not yours, because the guy can take it back. And the Machane Chaim, the great Goyim, Reb Chaim Sofer, we've had a number of shiurim from his sefer. I love it. Amazing sefer. Shuvas Machane Chaim, the set. I hope they reprint it one day with Ha'aris and things like that, and sources. I have never seen it in his farm store. It's probably out of print for years and years. It's such a geshmaka sefer. So already the Machane Chaim writes this, in Chelek Beis and Orchaim Simon Lama Gimel, brought in the sefer Amakne and Klal Tes Prat Aleph. So that's the reason of the Bach, that Avedas Akum, Koidim Yeyush, Loizacha Bo Yisrael. Hoyal Da Akum, Yochol Lechoitfe Mimenu, Koidim Yeyush, Vemo Mishum Gezel. So Avedas Akum, before Yeyush, the Jew is not Zeche, because the guy can snatch it away. Just like by Gezel Akum, it doesn't belong to the Jew. So to Avedas Akum doesn't belong to the Jew unless he found it after Yeush. The Svar of the Ramban, that by Gezel Akum, even though there's no mitzvah above Aveira, nevertheless, it's not Lachem, that stems with the Yireyim, the Magen Avraham, who says that even the Ma'anem of Gezel Akum is Mutter, it's not Lachem. And in the Or Sameach, he's Mechadish, that by Gezel Akum, Sagi B'Yehush Kreide, V'lo Tzarech Shini Rishus. By Gezel Akum, all you need is Yehush, and you don't need Shini Rishus. That it should change Rishuyos. By Jew, you need Yehush and Shini Rishus. By Goy, Yehush is enough. Based on this, he's Miyashiv Rashi, Gabe Avankari, the Stam Akum Gazle Arad Yisrael. Rashi writes that Stam Goyim, in those times, would steal, were thieves of Jewish land. And he doesn't say of Goyish land. Why? Because then the Sugi wouldn't start. Because then Yehush alone would be enough. And in the Sugi, you need to have Yehush and Shini Rishus. But here Yehush is enough if it's the land of a goy. Yehush alone is enough for the king. There's already written in Sefer Shar HaMelech. However, in the Ramban and the Muhammad, you see the Hedja that even by a goy, we require Dafka Yehush and Shini Rishus. In the Sefer Shar HaMelech, he's Tamei Anu Mulchamos, who writes that Begezel Akum, there's no mitzvah above Aveira. Mashmi Dvarav, that he holds that according to Rafuna, the Gezel Goy is Mutter. In other words, it was Rafuna who said the Sugi of Avankari. And the Ramban is talking about Rafuna. And it's Mashman the Ramban, the Rafuna holds that by Gezel Akum, there's no mitzvah Bava Aveira. And the problem is that in Bava Kamak, if you give him on the base, Rafuna himself says that Gezel Goy is Aser. So it is a mitzvah Bava Aveira. So, based on the Or Sameach, you can say simply, what the Ramban means is that even if Gezel HaGoy is Aser, nevertheless he's Pater Min HaShava. So it's not Lechem, but there's still no Chiyuv HaShava. Now in the Gilyon HaMarsha, on Shulchan Aruch Yerodes, and in Kuf Memvav, Sif Aleph, is Tamei on the Bach, there, that appears from the Bach, that Gam Ba'avedas Akum, Ein Yisrael Zocha Ba'el La'achal Yeush. That even Ba'avedas Akum, we mentioned this before, that even by Avedas Akum, the Jew is only Zoche after Yeush. That's the opinion of the Bach. So on that, as the Gilan and Amar Shah, we have a Tesis and Ksubis. Tesis and Ksubis says, Ibramasu Lahachzir 15b, and that it says that if you find a baby that's cast away and you don't know if he's Jewish or not, so if it's mostly Jews, you assume he's Jewish. So Rufuna says to give him back his Aveda. Rufuna says, Lahachzir by Aveda. Writes Tosfos that even according to Shmuel, which is Ein Olchem Mamanach HaRoiv. So one second, what do you mean Lahachzir by Aveda? Ein Olchem Mamanach HaRoiv, you're right, it's mostly Jews. We shouldn't have to give him back his Aveda. And Tosfos Kasha. He says, no, Tosfos is only talking about a case of selling an axe. And he sold an axe, and most people buy the axe for plowing. Some people buy the axe for Shechita. And this is a goring axe, not a good axe. He says, what did you sell this axe for? So he could say, Ein Olchem Mamanach HaRoiv. He already has the money in his pocket to sell her, and he can say, I sold it to you for, I thought you were the meal to say, buying it for Shechita. That's what he's saying, Ochem HaMenach HaRav. But here, by the Hachzir Aveda, you do go after the Rav, and you assume he's a Jew. So according to the, that's Tezis. So according to the Bach, Shafilu Shavah Avedas, Shavedas Akku. Muteres. According to the Bach, that even though Avedas Akum is permitted, nevertheless, you're not Zoche before Yeush. What's the Kash of Tosfos? The Motzei hasn't yet been Koinah, even if he's a God. And there's no Chazaka. El Al Korchach Mashma, the Gambalo Yeush Zochaba. Adkan Divrei Agilin Amarsha. So what's his cash? His cash is based on what Tosfos writes in Bava Metzia, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, Maaseh V'Hor. But by Aveda, where there's no Chazaka, even Shmuel is Moida, that you go with Mamon Achar Arov. I'm sorry, it's Tosfos in Bava Basra, Chof Gimel Amud Beis. You go Maaseh Chutz, that when there's no Chazaka, by Mamon, you go after the Rov. And if so, according to the Baal, that a Jew is not Kvein Avedas Akum. So he has no Chazaka de Mamona. And if he has no Chazaka, then even according to Shmuel, Hochan Achar Aroiv. In other words, according to the Bach, Tosfos Kasha doesn't start. Tosfos had a Kasha. How can you give it back to Rov Yisrael? How can you give it back to Yisrael if it's Rov Yisrael? Ayin Hochan Mamon Achar Aroiv. Maybe he's a guy. The answer is, the one who is saying, Ochum Mamanach HaRoiv, when the person has a Chazaka. When the person has a Chazaka, you say, Ochum Mamanach HaRoiv. But when the person doesn't have a Chazaka, the person holding on to the object doesn't have a Chazaka, then you do follow the Rov. And here the person holding on to the object doesn't have a Chazaka. Because even on the tzad that it's a Goy who lost it, it's still, according to the Bach, it's not his. Because the Yisrael wasn't Zocha before Yeush. So it doesn't belong to the Yisrael, doesn't have a Chazaka, so it's Pasha, we do go after the Rav. So in fact, the Tosfos asked their Kasha, it must be Tosfos must hold, that you do have a Chazaka. The Jew finds it does have a Chazaka even before Yeush. And therefore, in the tzad that he's a Goy, he doesn't have to return it. So why then do we say that you follow the Rov? And then Tosfos answers with the answer. You see, from Tosfos, not like the Bach. However, the Shita Mekubetzes writes Be'emes B'Shem Ramban, Be'Hanashbo, Be'Havitvo, to answer the Kashi Tosfos. Aye, what about Ein Olchem Mamanach HaRoiv? So how can you say Rov Yisrael Yisrael? So when Shmuel said Ein Olchem Mamanach HaRoiv, they answer, these are Rishonim, that Hani Mili Lahoitzi Mamon Mecheskes Bailin. Not that you don't go after the Rov to take it out of a person's Chazoka, but Aveda Zu She'ein Lo Bailin Basaru Bazlinon Bo. But this Aveda doesn't have Bailin. Nachon, this Aveda doesn't have Bailin? Pashut. So you do go after the roif, because the guy just found it, and it doesn't have bailim. So you file the roif, and if it's roif Yisrael, you give it back to the Yisrael. When Motzei Aveda, they write lav moridim emayinu. The guy who finds it is not the master of this mammon. You do go after the roif. So ayin sham b'divrei Ashitim Rovetzes brings these rishonim. Is a siyata l'chayhol abach. Even by Vedas Akum, he's not kona without Yerush Bailim. So this sugya then would be a siyata for the Bach. And even by the Aved of a guy, he's not kona without Yerush. And Mimela, when he finds the object, the Jew finds the object, it's not his. And therefore you follow the Rov. If it's Rav Yisrael, you give it back to the Yisrael. However, we could say that even if we don't hold like the Bach, that by Avedas Akum, he's kind of, even without Yerush Bailim, nevertheless, they write correctly that by Aveda, he's not the, it's not his money. When he finds the Aveda, it's not his. Why is it not his? Why is it not his? He's kind of, if it's a guy, he's kind of without Yerush. So what they mean is that since we're misupik, if it belongs to a Jew or a guy, so there, he was never in his chazik with the Avados, there was never a chesed vada that the moment is his. And he never became his money, but his vada. And therefore, you go by Mamun Acharov. Dafka b'mechashor lechaver avinim sanakchem that beheter ba'amos liyadai and midaitin lokeach gave it to Mike Tyson's rights in Sulu 15b. So it emerges that he had a chazak in this Mamun because the Mamun came to his hand midas bailin. There we say anochem Mamun Acharov. And so to bring Shitim Ugubetz's mechashor lechaver avinim sanakchem ba'amelade which is bailin. And therefore anochem Mamun Acharov. Masha en came this mitzia that didn't come into his hands which is bailin. You go after the rov to take it away from him. So it emerges that's Tosfos over here, who writes that Bavei the Hochan Achar Arov, Mishum Shaloi Bo Biyado Midas Hanoisin, that by Aveda you go after the rov because it didn't come into his hand of the finder Midas Hanoisin, and therefore you do go after the rov and you give it back to the Jew. You give it back to the person you assume is a Jew. And the other Rishonim who say that by Aveda you go after the Rav because it's the Aveda doesn't belong to the finder are really saying the same thing. It's really one teretz. But the reason by Aveda there's no Hotsa Mimari Dimamayna, you're not taking it away from the person who owns this money, is since the Aveda came into his hands Shalom Das Bailin, the early first Bailin, didn't have Das that the second guy should take it. So therefore never belonged to the second guy. And even though by Avedis Akum there's no Chiyav Hashava, and he's allowed to take it for himself, nevertheless, since there's a suffix if the Aveda is really from a guy, because it's mostly Jews, it emerges that he never had a Chazaka that he was his. He's not married in the Maya. And therefore you don't go after the Rov. So we don't have to say like the Bach. We wanted to say before like the Bach, Bishem Ramban Rash Bavari Ritva, that they say that the Aveda never belonged to the finder. And that's like the Bach, who says that even by the Aveda of a guy, it doesn't belong to the Jew until first there has to be Yeush. He has to find it after Yeush. So we can say not like the Bach. But really there doesn't have to be Yeush. However, here, there's a suffix, does it belong to a Jew or a guy? And Mitzad Arov, it belongs to a Jew. So when he found it, he was never Mischazik with Ados that it was his. And since he was never Mischazik with Ados that it's his, he's not married to Mamona. It's not his money. It didn't come to Midas HaNaisen. And Memela, here we do follow the Rov. So originally we thought that Tosis was a kasha in the Bach. As we said, Tosis kasha doesn't start with Tosis is learning about the Bach. Because Tosis kasha is, what do you mean give back the avodah of the Jew? I ain't ochem imam and achar rov. But according to the Bach, you would go after the rov because he has no chazakah. The finder has no chazakah, so you would go after the rov. And the answer is that's good for the teretz of Tosis. But since the finder has no chazakah, since first you need the Eish Bailim, that's why you do follow the rov. And that's like we saw in the Ramban, the Ritvan, the word in the Shita Mukubat says. But the Moitzi Aved is Lav Mari Dimimayna. Why is he not Mari Dimimayna? Because he never, because the, the guy who founded it never became his. Because the guy never had had Yesh. And even if we don't say like the Bach, and that you're calling it without Yesh, doesn't matter. Because he still never had a chazakah. The finder never had a chazakah. Because we don't know if it belonged to a Jew or a goy. So the finder never had a chazakah, so again you have to return it. So, Tosis is not going to be a kasha in the Bach. Because when the person found it, he never had a chazakah. Even if you hold like the Bach. And even if you're all like the Bach, the person, if you hold like the Bach, you never had a chazakah because the loser didn't have Yeush. And if you don't like the Bach, then you do have a chazakah even without Yeush. But here it might be a Jew. So again, the finder didn't have a chazakah. So it could very well be that the Bach is correct, that by a goy, in order to be kona, first he needs to have Yeush. When the goy loses the object, first in order for you to be kona, he needs to have Yeush. And in this case over here, where it's Rov Yisrael, you're going to follow the Rov. Because you don't know if it's belonged to a Jew or to a guy. And whether or not you hold that he needs to have had Yeush first, doesn't matter. The finder can never be sure that it's his. He never had a chazakah in it. Either because, like the Bach holds, the guy never had Yeush, or even if you don't need Yeush, it maybe belongs to a Jew, and that's why the finder doesn't have a chazakah. Since the finder never has a chazakah, why do you have to return it to the owner? And you follow the rov. You follow the rov of Jews. So it's very sweet. I hope it was understood. If not, you can contact me. If you try to help, there's just so much more to talk about, Mari Brabois. So much more to talk about. So please stay tuned. And we have Baruch Hashem, many, many shiurim and in Yanei Aveda and Perakel Mitzis. Such a sweet parak. Wow. It's not by coincidence that the Minhag Yisrael is to start teaching children Gemara with Erev Mitzis. It's such an amazing parak. Okay, what isn't an amazing parak? So please stay tuned for more. And I thank you so much for listening. It was delicious. Shalom, shalom, sweetness, and sweetness.